Now to Canberra, where a Queensland Aboriginal corporation is garnering support from the federal government after accusations other organisations have attempted to bully funding away from them. The Gadigal Development Corporation delivers projects, including the Indigenous Rangers program, in partnership with the state and federal governments across central and southern Queensland. In a statement posted to social media, the corporation board says they have received a barrage of threatening and bullying letters over the past 6 months. I spoke with the Gadigal CEO, Margaret Blackman, and two of the rangers to find out about their work and their ongoing role in the community.
So Gadigal started off very small, and it was kind of from an idea, you know, that we wanted to see more of our mob employed, being trained. But then we started working towards, well, mob actually want to go back on country. So that's where the ranger program came on board. And that's where we see that meaningful work for our rangers, where they can go out and, you know, they're working with researchers about how to protect turtles or how to protect seagrass. So those things come into play for the bigger picture of conservation, but also having mob still reconnected to their culture and language.
And you mentioned before that there are language programs that you're offering. What do they actually look like?
Within Gadigal, we have the Central Queensland Language Centre. We work with about 15 languages. We're working on 2 endangered languages at the moment. So I have staff down in Canberra with me this week, and they are at IATSIS for a couple of days this week to research an endangered language around St. Lawrence. They have come down and we will go back and kind of work with the community. So how language works is we have a lot of data within our Central Queensland Language Centre. And the languages that we don't have, we come down and research them. We work alongside the linguist. We have 2 language workers and then a senior language worker and then a senior manager. So they facilitate the day-to-day work and ensuring that mob still have access to language. From that, we have language workshops. We recently had a Gurang Gurang language workshop. The elders that are still alive, they can still share their stories and still have the connection and pass it on to, you know, the younger generation. So that's kind of how we see the language, you know, living through our kids and the youth, that we want to get it into our schools.
On that idea of giving spaces to learning the language, to passing it on, do you see that as an opportunity to kind of bridge the gap with non-Indigenous communities as well, so that there's a bit of a shared sense of pride?
We have been working with one school in Bundaberg, and the principal actually wants to see it in the curriculum. So he wants to see that our particular language is taught every day within the school. And that's where we see a lot of change, where it will bring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and non-Aboriginal people together, sharing culture, sharing stories. I was talking to one of the elders last night, and she was talking about how she goes into schools and how she teaches it. She teaches it through song. So she said when the kids see her, they just want to come up and just start singing. So she said she's nearly crying, you know, because they're non-Indigenous kids. That's what we want to see, the change. And, you know, my daughter, she said to me, she said, Mum, she actually asked me a really interesting point. She said, Mum, what's racism? And it took me back, because I thought, she's 7 and she doesn't even know what that word is. And, you know, I didn't even know how to explain it to her. If we can encourage our kids to talk language and be proud of who they are, then they won't even know that word, racism. And that's where I really see that the change will come. It might take a while, but it will come.
So I'm Fais Blackman. I'm a Gurang Marina man from Bundaberg. I'm a Gadigal Land and Sea Ranger coordinator, coordinate our Land and Sea Rangers.
My name is Jarman Blackman, and I am the drone operator for Gadigal Development Corporation.
I suppose we'll start with the land aspect of things. What is the land like where you are, and what is the main thing that you're having to contend with?
So the land that we currently are working on, that we still work on for the last 20 years, it's more of like our community land. So all the mob there, it's mainly just to look after the land conservation that's in Bundaberg. So the whole PCCC region, coming from Gladstone all the way down to Hervey Bay, it's mainly just looking after what we do for the land, you know, such as our revegetations and our fire burns, our drone work, also our sea country work that we do as well, mainly just to restore our reefs, our corals, and restore our native plants, you know, and also to have a bit of a connection to the land as well.
Living in a very sort of boring place weather-wise, we often look to Queensland and see that you're getting absolutely battered by cyclones and bushfires and floods and the whole run. How much of your job is preparing for these kind of disasters and recovery from?
So recently, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a flood in Bundaberg, and it wasn't like it was what we did. It was more like what we could or couldn't do. So it was more like going back and forth, you know, making sure we're all right, making sure, you know, things are getting done still. It's about waiting game when it comes to weather in Bundaberg, you know, with the wet and the floods, you know.
When we're talking about sea conservation, what does that actually look like, and what are you actually, like, what's the main focus of your role?
With our sea country, so we like to do a lot of, like, sea conservation. So I'm pretty sure most of you have probably heard about the, like, you know, the bleaching of the coral from the sun and stuff, you know, and it's just, there's a lot of stuff going into it. So we're really trying to, like, minimize and mitigate a lot of that stuff. So when it comes to, like, our sea country, so we do, like, water quality testing in multiple areas up and down the coast in the PCCC region. We do seagrass surveys, so we check in the seagrass, like, for, like, how healthy it is, like, how dense it is, because obviously you can imagine how many like different animals eat seagrass. You know, you got dugongs, turtles, and the list goes on. You know, so, but, like, there's a lot of different things that we do. Right now we've got an oyster project going on, so basically making baskets full of oysters, and it acts as a natural filter, believe it or not. It kind of takes all the bad stuff out of the thing, so we'll lay it in rivers possibly, or maybe near the mouth, and when it's all flowing out, it'll filter itself naturally.
I did a lot of work in Canberra, so I was able to have the opportunity to see how policies on the ground and government works. But the thing for me every day is that I get to work on country and I get to work with my mob. That's the best job I could have ever wanted. That gets me through the day-to-day issues that I might have, you know, staffing. Obviously, community politics is really prevalent at the moment. So I've had to engage in providing support to my staff, but also just reassuring the community that Gadarjal has been successful for 25 years. We want to see successful for the next 25 years. And how we get there, we have a good staff and good governance on the board, and that's what brings us, you know, to the everyday work where everyone has a job. And I say to the boys, the only thing that I want you to do is come to work and do your best and go home knowing that you have done the best. That, to me, that gives me that reassurance every day that I come to work and I know that I'm doing the work that's going to help my mob, but obviously empower other Aboriginal groups up and down the coast of Queensland. And that's what Gadarjal's all about too, is supporting groups that are within our area, but also groups that may need assistance that are not so, that don't have the capacity as Gadarjal does.